Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week, we're in the book of James, chapter number 4, and we've been looking at verse number 8 as our text, where the Bible declares, "Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you." And our thoughts have been concerning drawing nigh, drawing nigh. And as we've looked at the thoughts this week, verse 7 says, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God." And we talked about how that drawing nigh requires commitment. And, of course, obedience, submit yourselves. And then Tuesday we used the text verse, "Draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to you." And we talked about how that drawing nigh requires closeness. And then yesterday, the Bible says in the latter part of verse 8, "Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded," indicating both a cleansing of our actions as well as our affections. Drawing nigh requires cleansing. And then today, as we look at our thought, verse number 9 says, "Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness." And I say that today, that drawing nigh requires conviction. He said, "Well, preacher, how does that relate?" Well, let's look at the thought here. First, be afflicted. Of course, the idea here, it means to realize one's own misery, to be afflicted, to mourn. It means to grieve or to be the base of repentance. And by the way, we're not going to repent until we're first grieved about our sin. The Bible says to weep, and of course that means to wail aloud. And our thought here, let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. So in other words, our satisfaction's got to be turned to sorrow, and our gladness has got to be turned to sadness. I'm talking about conviction. And this is the basis of what I'm talking about here. Be afflicted and mourn and weep in order to draw nigh to God. Well, what's that about? Well, you know this is true. Today, in our society, sin is nothing but a big joke. And we laugh about it, we laugh at it, and basically we laugh it off. And we diminish the sinfulness of our sin. I think it was Paul that said that our sin might become exceedingly sinful, that we might see just exactly what sin is, what sin does, how it is diabolically and diametrically opposed to everything that God is, that God's holiness, God's His righteousness, it's opposed to it. And rather than snicker and grin and laugh at our sin, and kind of a wink of the eye type thing, well, you know, everybody does it. No. The Bible says that we should be afflicted and mourn and weep and let our laughter be turned to mourning and our joy to heaviness. If we want to ever draw nigh to God, it's going to require some conviction. And I'm going to say that in a twofold way. First of all, conviction about what we're doing. But then in turn, some convictions about what we do, how we live, where we go, what we say. You'll never convince me that you can draw nigh to God and be buddy-buddy with the world. You'll never convince me that you can draw nigh to God and rub shoulders with sin and the things of sin. Simply not going to happen. So the point I want to make today is that just as drawing nigh requires commitment and closeness and cleansing, commitment also requires conviction, or drawing nigh requires conviction. And if we're ever going to draw nigh, if we're ever going to have that closeness, that oneness, that relationship that the Scripture says that we all are capable of attaining, it'll be because we have become convicted of our sin, that we have stopped laughing it off and repented of it, and have asked God to help us. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us today for our sin to become exceedingly sinful. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.